TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined, by Christy App, the Chief Commercial Officer for the Port of New Orleans. We spend time with folks from the port periodically every month because of the critical role that they play in our local economy. And Christy, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Newell. Thank you so much for having me.
And Christy, congratulations on your most recent appointment as the Chief Commercial Officer. You're walking on a different side now, right?
I am, and I'm sure you're aware of this as well. Going from public to private or private to public is definitely different, but it's an opportunity I welcome, and I'm super excited to be here.
Well, my side was a little darker, Christy, because I went to the media. So.
We're sort of doing the opposite. You know, I was obviously in the private sector before, and I've been on your show before where I've had that the free reign to sort of say whatever I want, and now I'm in a place where I need to be a little more measured. So I tell everybody.
Well, I like the Christy that had the free range.
Well, the whole thing is everybody tells me just continue to be myself here, and that's why they brought me on. So it's a good feeling to be here, and it's really great too when you when I can go, you know, into a totally new environment after, you know, 24 years at my previous company, and it feels very much like home here. So I'm very excited to be here.
Yes, and I think we are truly the beneficiary of your expertise. You've always been very proactive, right, in port activities and working with the port and serving in other capacities. So, it was just a natural transition, I would suspect.
I used to tease my friends here at the port that I was their best unpaid employee for years, and so now that I'm coming in and coming home here, it feels comfortable. You know, I'm advocated for not just the Port of New Orleans, but all the ports, you know, and sort of maritime and trade and transportation infrastructure in the state, and in the country from a national level as well. So it's, it's been a very easy transition in.
And I think when we talked before, Christy, we spent a little bit of time talking about how we're at a critical point, right, in the life cycle of the port right now. So it's got to be an exciting time for you to be there. And what does it mean, to kind of be in this position of authority to kind of steer things in a certain direction?
Well, I think it's to be able to apply, my vision and also implementing the leadership's vision here of what the Port of New Orleans looks like as we move into the future is so exciting for me. As well from previous conversations where we've talked about the importance of the Downriver Container Terminal. We have a lot of variables that are stymieing our growth and stymieing trade in the state of Louisiana. From the air draft restrictions on the Mississippi River Bridge, if we have a high river, a low river, and really how that has affected especially containerized trade in the state. We have our competition to the west and Houston, which is, is its own animal. I mean, Houston feeds itself. But we're really in a steep competition with the Port of Mobile to our east, Savannah, Charleston, to really claw back some of the cargo that we've lost over the last, couple of decades.
So there's a bunch of, I guess, silos or different aspects of the port, one being obviously commercial strategy the port needs to grow, as you just pointed out. So what would your top priorities be as you step into this new CCO role?
I would say obviously is, we need to regain and attract cargo we lost. But what I'm really most excited about is bringing new business into the state. The ports are drivers of economic development. I'm incredibly excited about the businesses that we have here. How can LIT continue to enhance and grow our existing businesses? But most importantly, at the same time, how can we use LIT to then attract advanced manufacturing, warehousing, distribution, the larger 3PLs into the state to really help, really sort of supercharge the economy for Louisiana? How can we take advantage of all of our strengths, not just in in the New Orleans region, but also in St. Tammany in northern Louisiana? How can we support all the growth that's going on in Southwest and in central Louisiana as well, too?
I guess the tendency for many people is to not look at the port as figuratively as a series of concentric circles, right? It's almost as if they think it's the activities are directly right there at the dock and pretty much begins, ends at the dock, but that's not true.
No, and I think that's another aspect I'm incredibly excited about here is the port is so multifaceted. We have an over $1 billion industrial real estate portfolio. We have the sixth largest cruise port in the country. And then we also have our break bulk handling and the cargo operations, and the port also owns a public belt railroad. So, from me and my position from coming from the private sector where I was a logistics operator before, I'm moving into a place here that has the ability to bundle solutions and really, sort of build packages for businesses, that do business with the port, for businesses that, are up in northern Louisiana, how can we use the tools that we have here to support those operations.
And you mentioned the LIT already, but the LIT seems to me to be the glue that would hold a whole lot of these things together initially and then allow the landscape to grow.
Oh, 100%. I mean, it's I always tell everybody, especially as a very proud LSU fan, I always hate deferring to Alabama, but Alabama did it right. Alabama invested in their container terminal and then went lockstep from the federal side to their, the state's economic development, state leadership as well, and regional leadership and really pushed as a whole the development of their port, which then spun off all that growth to include up in Huntsville in northern Alabama, auto manufacturing, Walmart distribution center, Airbus. So it really it's a proven blueprint, I guess. It's not that we're building a, you know, a sort of fictitious business case for what the port could do. You know, it's what building LIT does for the state is going to be transformative for not only the state's economy, but really for the nation's economy as well.
So if you would, for the listening audience, you know, there are, the port serves and works with a lot of customers. Help describe that, if you don't mind, so that they got a sense of who it is that y'all are actually interacting with.
Yeah, I mean, so we're incredibly diverse. So we're one of the largest, you know, rubber importers into the country. So the rubber that is imported into the Port of New Orleans then turns eventually into the tires that go on our vehicles. That comes over the docks of New Orleans. We're also one of the largest poultry exporters. So, you know, a lot of the frozen proteins, whether they're from, you know, Tyson or Sanderson Farms, those come into freezers here in New Orleans and are blast frozen and then are exported out of the port. And you know, whether it's from, you know, going to Central America, Africa, Asia, et cetera, it's the coffee. I mean, you look at, I always say it's when you go over the high rise and you smell freshly brewed coffee, that's coming from Folgers. You know, Folgers, which is owned by J.M. Smucker's. You know, this is their hub for importing. I actually had the privilege to go do a tour with them earlier this week and see their operations. And just the I say every time I go into the break room and brew a cup of coffee, it's one of our importers here.
Yeah. And any other industries that have a big footprint here?
Oh, I mean, it's obviously you look up and down the river, it's a petrochemical. And I think when you petrochemical, the shipbuilding, you know, that's the pieces and components that go into, you know, our various shipbuilders in Louisiana are brought in through the Port of New Orleans. It's so diverse and it touches anything and everything. You know, the liquid chemicals that come out of here. And I think that's the one thing that gets exciting as well is, you know, the operations that exist within the Port of South Louisiana's jurisdiction, or the Port of Baton Rouge, or the Port of Plaquemines, or the Port of St. Bernard. Those commodities, you know, through different modes of transport also flow through the Port of New Orleans. You know, Exxon may load a tanker upriver, but they also load them into ISO tanks and drums, and those are shipped out via container. So there's a lot of synergy with our port partners on the lower Mississippi River as well for those industries that we all touch in different ways.
Yeah. I had an opportunity to visit the port, and, you know, I went through all of the back rooms and all of that and saw the tires, saw all of what you were talking about. And Venture Global was under construction, and it was amazing how much of their materials came in by water into the port to be shipped just across the river.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's which is what we refer to as project cargo. So the big pieces and parts that go into building these massive facilities. You know, it's, you know, we love when we see the Meta announcements or the Hyundai Steel announcements, and how are we going to play a role in the building of those facilities by bringing those big project pieces into the river, staging them on our docks, you know, for eventual either, you know, train or barge transfer upriver. But it is, I think people often look into port and it's just a ship and everything's going to go in a box. But there are a lot of big bulky pieces that move into these giant facilities that we see, not only up and down the river, but throughout the state, that are supported by our ports.
How would you best describe the role that the port plays, like, you know, separate and apart from just the city of New Orleans, the entire region of Southeast Louisiana, and of course, how we service, you know, the middle corridor of the United States and the national economy?
Yeah, I mean, I've said it for years, I think, and not just for the Port of New Orleans itself, but all the ports in Louisiana. We feed, fuel, and power the world. You know, where the amount of grain that flows down through the river, again, it can be, you know, loaded directly into a bulk vessel, or there's some markets that prefer to receive in a container. So, you know, you have corn, grain, rice, essentially, you know, blown into a plastic line 20-foot box, and then exported out. You know, the agriculture needs, obviously the petrochem side, what we talked about. And now with LNG coming online, it's really, really, it's amazing to see, how the ports in the lower Mississippi River are having such a vital role in the nation's economy.
When, you know, typically industries develop 3, 5, 7 year strategic plans. What would be the norm for a port activities? And, you know, I guess you guys are always revising yours.
I think it's always revised. You know, I think you always, no matter what business you're in, you're always looking at short, medium, and long term. You know, it's, I remember when we did the first strategic plan back in 2019, which was what spurred the Louisiana International Terminal. But it's a constant, change. The beautiful and frustrating and fascinating thing about freight is that freight is always changing, how it's moving, how consumers want to receive, how other countries have developed to then receive freight in a different manner. Always take, you know, coffee for years, you know, coffee was, you know, initially, you know, 50 years ago when we were here, it was brought in bags, and, you know, and those bags were reached in, you know, were pulled out the hulls of ships and put on docks and then moved into warehouses. And now, you know, coffee is being processed in other countries, you know, still sometimes in the burlap sacks, but also at the same time being blown into bulk and containers. So it's always that shifting. So when you look at, you know, a plan, it's analyzing trends and movement. It's analyzing policy, you know, like how is trade policy, not only here in the United States, but perhaps even the European Union or other countries, affecting how cargo is moving. So it's, you have to be very nimble. And I think a lot of times when we do these strategic plans, they're here for guidance, but they're also not written in stone, because if you don't pivot to how the industries or markets are changing, you know, you can be left behind. And so I would say it's always good to have a plan, but it's also always good to be proactive and also be prepared to be reactive when the market shifts.
Very recently, and I think you played a role in it, is what I'm told, you know, a lot of the ports kind of coming together for the first time, you know, and not viewing their world of working within their own silo. How important is that to you, and does that align with your leadership style?
Absolutely. I would say, you know, I'm incredibly proud to be collaborative. I've never operated in silos, from when I was leading my own company to you know, leading a trade association. And I think, having the ports come together, you know, spearheaded a few years ago, there were some initiatives up in Baton Rouge, and it really sort of forced leadership at all the ports, and especially the five ports along the lower Mississippi River, as to how do we engage? You know, we all share the same cargo from the developments that are within our ports. But when you look at the lower Mississippi River as a port complex, it is, you know, we're one of the top port complexes in the world. And so, you know, we're working with as well, and the World Trade Center played a big role in this as well as Mr. Joe Toomey, who was a former chair here at the Port of New Orleans. But it took us all to say, what are our strengths? What are our weaknesses? And then how do we combine that together, and how do we market ourselves? Not just as the Port of New Orleans or the Port of South Louisiana or the Port of Baton Rouge or the Port of Plaquemines or the Port of St. Bernard, but how do we combine our assets and our strengths and really push that out to the market? how can we all work together to bring industry into our regions or into the state itself? And then how do we interface with those developments using our strengths? I mean, obviously here, you know, we do containers here in New Orleans, but we also do break bulk. You know, there's liquid bulk handling at other facilities. There's just, I think it's been really good to see that we're stronger together. And it's been wonderful to see for all the leadership at the five Lower Mississippi River ports to be fully engaged and acting as a cohesive unit as we move into really marketing the state's economy and what ports do for the state of Louisiana.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, and congratulations on your new position. As I said earlier, I've heard a lot of great things about you, so therefore we expect great things from you, right?
You know, I don't want to disappoint you, Newell, so, you know, I have to live up to everything you're setting for me now.
No, but I'm very excited when I heard that you got the appointment, and I heard from a lot of people that were as well. Obviously, you're very well respected in the industry, and it's a good grab for the port for sure. Best of luck to you, and have an incredible holiday season.
Oh, thank you so much. Same to you and your family, Noel.
Thank you. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll visit with Chenzo Corona, entrepreneur in residence and startup North Shore program manager from the St. Tammany Economic Development Corporation. We'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back. Well, folks, coming up on January 8th on the North Shore, they're going to have the Inspire Startup Slam Pitch Competition taking place over there. And it's all about the entrepreneur ecosystem, and it's a very exciting program. And joining us is Cenzo Corona, the Entrepreneur in Residence and Startup North Shore Program Manager from the St. Tammany Economic Development Corporation. Cenzo, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. So let's start out this way. Tell us about and give us an overview of Startup North Shore and this Inspire Startup Slam.
Yeah, so I represent Startup North Shore, which is an initiative underneath St. Tammany Economic Development Corporation in partnership with the economic development organizations in Tangipahoa and Washington Parish. So those three groups got together, and we're really looking at how do we support our local entrepreneurs and small businesses. And so just over 3 years ago, they decided to launch an initiative, a regional one called Startup North Shore. And our task is to go out and build an ecosystem to support everyone who has an idea or is already in business and build an ecosystem of resources that can help them be successful. And so what we do is connect entrepreneurs, whether they've just got an idea or they're already operating, with a network of programs. So education, curriculum, try and train them on the fundamentals of building a business. And we connect them to a network of mentors. So if our team doesn't have a particular expertise or subject matter, we've got a network of about 40-plus mentors that can come in that are experienced entrepreneurs or operators or subject matter experts that can come in and really fill in some gaps for us and help them on anything from business consulting to marketing, operations, accounting, finance, legal, and really build just a suite of resources that can help every small business be successful. And of course, that's the number one thing that'll kill a business is building something that nobody loves or, you know, is willing to pay for that makes it more than just a hobby. But the next thing is of course, access to capital. And so while we spend a bunch of time helping all of our local businesses and entrepreneurs understand what types of capital are available to them, if they want to go get a loan from a bank or if they want to go get an investment from one of the local funds or outside of the state, we help prepare them for that. But we also wanted to get a little creative and have some fun and invite the community to celebrate our local entrepreneurs. And that's where the Inspire Startup Slam really came about. And so within our first year, we kind of celebrated that first year with the announcement of the very first Inspire Startup Slam. And it's really grown to be one of the largest pitch competitions in the entire Gulf South and one of the most anticipated startup events that we're fortunate to host locally in Louisiana and locally right here on the North Shore.
So when you say a pitch competition, I guess what comes to mind for a lot of people is something along the lines of like Shark Tank, right? You're pitching your idea in order to try and win, some seed funding or maybe ultimately intrigue someone into providing some seed funding for you.
You're exactly right, and you're picturing the perfect thing. That's where we took a lot of our inspiration from. You know, I love that show. I watch it all the time. I always dreamed of how cool it would be to be on Shark Tank. You know, we have some local Louisiana companies, a couple from the North Shore as well, that have gone on that show and delivered a pitch. And so we wanted to bring that experience right here locally and live on stage at the Columbia Theater for the Performing Arts in Hammond. With three finalist companies that will be on that stage, standing up there presenting their company in a 10-minute pitch. They'll get a 10-minute period of Q&A with the judges. And the winner of that event on January 8th will walk away with $40,000 in grant funding, thanks to a partnership that we have with Capital One that provides that funding, and a suite of resources. So, you know, law firms, accounting firms, business consultants, marketing agencies, they all donated towards this prize package to help those entrepreneurs deploy that funding in a very sustainable way. And the entire prize package is worth over $100,000. So the other two finalists that go on that stage walk away with $5,000 each. And that's a grant, which is really hard money to come by. You know, it's not debt. We're not taking any equity in your company, so you maintain full ownership. You just get some, you know, much-needed cash to help you grow that business.
Let us get to a break. We're visiting with Cenzo Corona. And when we come back, Cenzo, we'll talk about the three finalists and what they are actually going to be pitching, which I think the audience will have an interest in. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Cenzo Corona, and we've been talking about this entrepreneurial program that they put on the North Shore, and it's the part that we are dealing with now is this Inspire Startup Slam. There are three finalists, and he's going to tell us about them.
All right. Yeah, we have some incredible finalists. It was a pretty grueling process they had to go through to get to this point. Multiple rounds of pitching and presenting to a bunch of different committees, and you know, now we're prepping them, coaching them up to go on that stage and rock it, put their best foot forward. And we have Bruh Skincare and the founder, Hillary DeMarco from the North Shore. They offer accessible, no-nonsense skincare for men with products that make routines simple and clear. So a really cool and innovative skincare line, a physical product, which is always fun to see. We have another company called Whisper, and the founder is Chris Andrew, also from the North Shore, and they're a local startup company that provides next-generation safety technology with reliable hardware-based panic buttons and sensor systems that really make it great for faster first responder engagement. Think of at retail centers and schools. They help our first responders respond quickly and more confidently, understanding what they're going into and help protect our community. And similarly, we've got our third finalist, Gene Billingsley, with InService, and they modernize public safety. They've got this cloud platform that helps first responders and officers out in the field better document and record keep while they're out in the field, so they can maintain better compliance. They can notate things while they're responding to an accident or a call to action, so they can spend more time protecting our community and less time with tedious tasks.
Yeah, this one, that's a big project, replacing outdated CAD, computer-assisted dispatch and records management systems for public safety and first responders. Big business there. So there's a list of judges here. Chenzo, is there like a matrix by which they judge these projects by?
Yes, you're right. There is. So we give them some criteria that they're looking for, you know, that we coach the businesses up on as well. They're looking at six core criteria. Of course, looking at how innovative the business concept is. You know, is it unique? Is it novel? Is it something new out into the world? They're looking at how they make money. So is it viable that they could actually charge for this product or service in the way that they're proposing? They're looking at how big of a market they're tapping into. You mentioned, you know, with public safety, that's a huge industry. So if they could capture every customer in the world, you know, how big could this company be? They're looking at traction, as we call it, which is simply put, how much progress have they made towards their business? Some come with just an idea. Others are out there selling this product actively in the world with real customers already. A really critical one is the team. So they look at, you know, is this the right team of entrepreneurs to execute this business? And then the final touch that we add on there is the potential impact for the community. And so that's the sixth criteria. That's what our judges are evaluating their presentations upon. And they ask some tough questions. These entrepreneurs got to think on their feet a bit on that stage.
So if you want to get folks like a Shark Tank experience up front and live, this is your opportunity, and they have a great offer. It's free. I mean, you get to go see
no catch
this for free, right?
You're exactly right. You know, thanks to a host of partners, but namely Chevron, our presenting sponsor, helps us keep this event totally free. It's totally open to the public. It's a live Shark Tank style pitch competition. We've got live music because we can't do anything in Louisiana without live music. We've got free drinks, free food. It's a ton of fun. It's really unique. If you love that show, you're going to love this event.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a very interesting experience. It's at the Columbia Theater for Performing Arts in downtown Hammond, Louisiana. And you can register, I guess, to attend at startupnorthshore.com, right?
That's correct. Tickets are free. We love registrations. That helps us keep a count ahead of time, but get your tickets for free, startupnorthshore.com. There's a little yellow banner at the very top of our page. You click on that banner, and it'll take you right to the tickets.
And I got to imagine it's a very exciting experience, right, where you have a lot of people cheering for one or the other.
Yeah, every person in the audience will have made their selection of who they think should have won that pitch competition. It's a ton of fun. You get to play as if you are you know, Mark Cuban, Mr. Wonderful, sitting at stage judging these entrepreneurs on their pitch. And you can, and you know, you noted it earlier, as big as the prize is, it is a great platform for the entrepreneurs too. There's a bunch of investors and mentors and potential customers in the space. So we want to get everyone out and cheering these entrepreneurs on. These are our local startups that are shining on that stage.
And folks, just again, Thursday, January 8th, 2026, the reception starts at 4:30. The program starts at 6 p.m. The Columbia Theater for Performing Arts in downtown Hammond. It's free. It's open to the public. They simply ask that you register by going to startupnorthshore.com. Chenzo, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing this information with us. And we wish you the best of luck in this endeavor and hope you have a huge turnout.
Oh, thank you so much, Neuro, for the time this morning, the opportunity, and I wish you and your family a very happy holidays and Merry Christmas. We'll see y'all in the new year.
And to you as well. Chenzo Corona with the North Shore Program Manager from St. Tammany Economic Development Corporation. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. Well, folks, the New Orleans City Council was able to beat back the veto of the budget at LaToya, the Grinch Cantrell, engaged in the other day. And so they overrode that veto and they move on to, I guess, the next hurdle that that she's putting in front of the council each and every day. And these hurdles are starting to stack up. And we want to remind you, if you want to be in that number when the Saints take on the Jets in their final home game of the season, you could win two premium tickets to the game plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. That means open bar, it means premium liquor, and it means all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. Winning is easy. Today is the final day. Register to win. Go to WWL.com/contest and enter one time every day for your chance to win Saints Jets tickets from Saints Radio and WWL. And I want to throw out a congratulations to Delgado Community College nursing honorees and graduates of the fall 2025 graduating class. They graduated 161 graduates from Delgado's RN and PN programs in the fall season. So congratulations to all of the graduates at Delgado Community College, Delgado Charity School, excuse me, nursing fees and graduates. Folks, coming up after the top of the hour news break, we're going to visit with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. And we are going to talk about a number of things. One case, the Tanzanika Ruffin case, which is a New Orleans defense attorney accusing client of $250,000 in a criminal matter. We'll get an update on the Louisiana Judiciary Commission and Supreme Court OIG report on NOPD promotions and the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.